Good day to you. I'm stood basking in sunshine, halfway up a hill, actually, closer to the top of a hill. There is a road in the distance, which is giving a little bit of road hiss as life starts getting back to normalish after the Christmas period. And I'm on the west coast of Wales. There's an interesting scrabbling in the bracken on my left, the very dry bracken. And in front of me, as I look out along the coastline, through some tree branches, I can see the proposed, or was proposed, I don't know what decision was made, spaceport. The UK spaceport, or one potential location, which is Llambed Airfield, which used to be, I think, an RAF base. I'm pretty certain it was an RAF base, and they used to fly drones and things out of here and shoot them down in the sea. I think that was one of the things they did before we called them drones. All UAVs, and they've been doing that for a while. So it's been relatively active over the years, quieting down recently, turned into more of an industrial park, and they're talking about how great it would be to launch spacecraft from there. And I must admit, when it comes to new runway proposals and stuff like that, I couldn't think of anything more exciting than having a spaceport just at the bottom of what is effectively the family farm. And it's been it's been a time for mostly offlineness. I'm standing on a hill here because it's pretty much the only place I get a signal. And I was actually out taking photographs, and I thought, oh, while I've got a signal, I'll throw a bit of audio out there. The in-between Christmas and New Year area where I do normally take a lot of downtime and a lot of family time, and we've just been enjoying my brother's family being around, the children, all four of them, and the chaos and fun that ensues. Lots of hanging around indoors this morning, so I just had to get out because it's absolutely gorgeous. I don't know where the snow has landed elsewhere in the UK, but I'm just looking at green fields at the moment. We drove through a lot of snow as we passed over the mountains to get here. I can see Snowdon is looking a little bit, quite a lot white on top. And you can see, is that Cadder? One of the other big peaks just behind me through the trees I can see is also white on top. But where I'm standing, it could be a chilly autumn or a bright, chilly spring day. And I'm loving it. I'm loving it. Squinting into the sun and thinking, oh, I do like the cold weather. I mean, I really enjoy the summer, but the cold weather, and we've got pockets full of lenses. I've got a manual Leica lens on my Panasonic GH4 at the moment, and I've been taking shots and then zapping them over via ad hoc Wi-Fi to my phone and editing them there to add to my kind of daily diary and very occasionally into the feeds. And loving it. So I hope you are having a wonderful break wherever you are. I hope you are having a break and not being made to slave 10 to the dozen, but I felt ever so relaxed. And today is kind of a strange anniversary. I think it's 8 years, 7 years. I should know this, shouldn't I? 2007, so that would be 8 years. Since the death of my mother. She died 2 a.m. this morning. And me and my brother stayed up late last night into the early hours of this morning just chatting about that. And wasn't really any sadness, just a kind of remembering and an obvious kind of missing. But no sadness. I'm getting better at letting people go, especially with another recent death just a couple of weeks ago of my, or a few weeks now, and my grandmother, who hit an amazing age of 90, which is something we can all aspire to. So, looking at the new year ahead, I normally feel inspired to write a blog post and, you know, reflect, but I don't think I'm going to do that this year. I think I'm just going to be present and in the moment. I'm looking at, I guess, changing things up as opposed to where and how I post online, and maybe consolidating or kind of bringing the network back home as such, and connecting with those people I have more of a conversation with rather than just blanket broadcasting, although there's always time for sharing on that level. I'm just walking over to the bracken to see what the mysterious crunching sound is. If an animal jumps out and lands on my face and you hear a scream and this turns off, then you know it was something I wasn't expecting, but I think it just might be a sheep, of which there are plenty around here. So, the new year ahead. As it stands, normally at this time of year, I'm thinking, oh, I hope I get some work in. A little bit worried and concerned about not getting work in. But I've got work booked in LA and India and Shanghai and a couple of other places, which means that I'll be planting some more trees in my immediate vicinity around here. It was a sheep, just done a runner. And so far, so good. It looks like we sorted out for the first 2 months as it is. I know everybody just goes quiet and doesn't necessarily box in work-wise. Need to think about what kind of projects I'm going to do. Weird mushrooms around here. They almost look like just like egg yolks with frayed edges. Some of them stacked on top of each other on the grass. If someone probably knows exactly what kind of mushroom that is, please leave a comment if you do. So, I normally do a good project every year where I'm donating my time for some organisation or cause or all things somewhere in the world. So, I've got to think about what that might be, and it might be something I try to tag onto a trip to India with work or Africa. I really like to go to Africa again, and maybe some of the many, many countries I've never been to. Eritrea, there's lots of really amazing water projects going on through and around Africa as well, which I've kind of been loosely connected with, and I'd like to be more hands-on, whereby, you know, spending my money to go out and maybe document and raise awareness in some shape or form. Got some really exciting projects going on with some friends, so yeah, feeling quite like I'm really happy to be right here, right now, but also looking forward a little bit, without too much anticipation or expectation, because that normally leads to something other than a kind of present zen-like calmness, as I'm feeling right now. For about 5 minutes till I head back in the house and get hit in the head with a Lego pig or something. Hope you are children relaxed wherever you may be. If not, maybe download the app Headspace, which I did use last week at some point, and now I'm getting spammed continuously because they're saying, you're not relaxing. Well, I'm not, because you keep sending me emails telling me to relax. But it is a pretty good kind of meditation tool, should you want an app recommendation at the end of this rambling audio. More photos, lunch, and then I think we're going to go to the beach. Oh yes, even in the end of December, there is always time to head to the beach